Do you have any idea why that was done?
Huh?
Do you have any idea why they built the kitchen?
Yes. So the odor wouldn't come into the house. And a fire protection. See? Papa had the idea, every day after dinner in the house, when they removed them, new house, he would get the odor of the kitchen, so he'd go around and open all the windows.
He didn't like the smell of the food,
did he? They didn't like the smell of the food. Not that it was highly seasoned or full of onions and things like that, but it was just, I'd say, maybe the routine or the habit of the family in those days to have the kitchen separated from the house. They always had a breezeway formerly. In those days, the heat too, the kitchen, they had wooden stoves in those days. Don't forget that.
Well, when we moved here, we had an old belly coal stove when we first moved out here 50 years ago. And we didn't have any water service. We hooked on to the...
Yeah, I told him about that.
Did you tell him about that?
Now, what else you got, Bessie?
We took a bath, we couldn't...
I told him that, too.
I didn't need you to tell him.
Have you ever heard people call their living room by any other name?
Some used to call it a parlor.
Some up had a parlor.
Of course, that was separate now.
Parlor was
fancy furniture, only went in on special occasions.
Had highly cushions
on it, I mean flowered cushions. They were not comfortable chairs, you couldn't louch in them.
Yes, they
had. That sit very erect, you know, and very sedate. Don't cross your legs and all that stuff. As Nick said, you ain't been through that routine.
Well, nowadays, do you have houses around here with rooms in them that are designed to get a lot of sunlight?
Not yet. I'm not familiar with that. I know it's being put on and quite publicized, but I'm not familiar with it.
I don't think we have them.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
Talking about it, you know. But you mean that because they energy safer?
Well, not really. What I had in mind was something maybe like a sunroom or sun porch or something like that.
A lot of people had sun porches.
Do any houses around here?
Well, they call them...
A sun porch. Dens. Louise has a little porch out
far
off
of
her
patio. A lot of them call them patios. But they're not open. I mean, just one side is open, we'll say. The other, I'll say majority of them are closed on three sides. That's what I think you're referring to that. We call a patio.
Well, do the modern homes around here have an informal room in the house where you might...
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. What's called a sort of a playroom, or a den. That's quite common, I think. Not for big gatherings, but for the little privacy, like TV and maybe a pool table or something like that.
Well, are there any houses that have bathrooms that aren't full bathrooms?
Yes, quite a few.
What do they call that?
Half bath, don't they? Powder
room.
Powder room?
You mean
without the bathing?
Without
the bathing. Commode and basin.
No, there's a little room that...
Well, like Margie has it.
Yes.
You could call that a powder room.
Her house is very modern.
Well, anyway.
That's awesome.
But... That's what you could call that a phone. That's without bath, I'll say, with the other necessities.
They've got one that goes between the two bedrooms of powder room.